The show is How to Get the Guy. It starts on Monday, June the 12th. We have Elisa, the dreamer, the licensed massage therapist. Michelle, the trial lawyer. What do they call you? The professional or something? No.
Oh, tell them the story.
No, that's a wrong. That's the wrong choice of words.
I started off as the perfectionist, and I was in Spain. I had just finished a jury trial that I won in San Francisco in April, so I treated myself to a vacation in Spain, and the show clip started to come out. We didn't know when it was going to air, and someone said, your show clip came out, and you're called the perfectionist. Well, I don't know. That's not really... There's not
we
really
were all
a,
like, ooh.
There's not really a positive connotation of that. She's single because she expects something that doesn't exist. So I actually had sort of a panicked moment, as I'm apt to do, and I got in touch with the producers, David Collins and David Metzler. And David Collins was awesome. Within 2 hours, he had called ABC up, and it got changed to The Career Girl. And he said, you know, you are known within the show
as... Michelle, it sounded like you said The Queer Girl. Did you hear that?
I did.
At times. I don't know. I love Elisa. I love my girls.
Say that again slower.
They changed me to The Career Girl.
Exactly.
And he had said, you know, look, within the show, you are identified as the career girl, mm-hmm. and we don't see anything wrong with being a perfectionist. We're perfectionists, and, you know, we're going to make sure that the ideas change. So, I mean, none of us are totally crazy about being labeled something. I mean, it's like, let's slap something on you and call
dreamer.
You that. Except Elisa, who likes
nothing
hers, clearly.
But a dream.
But I think we all have different aspects of different personalities. I mean, you know,
sure.
Elisa and I actually get along fantastically, and we would probably be the most diametrically opposed if you were put us together.
Exactly.
But you know, it's like we. Yeah.
In what way? Pragmatic versus idealistic,
yeah,
or what?
She doesn't. Exactly. She doesn't eat meat. I eat the meat that was supposed to go on her plate. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the way. You know, that works well.
It's really funny.
So, but I think, you know, Chris was labeled the party girl, but Chris is a smart woman who has a full time career as a lawyer. So, you know, she could have been called the career girl as well. But I think they want to give people something to attach to.
And that's just it. I mean, you're all going to have identities that right. they create, and they're going to find ways to take the footage they have and make it fit that mold.
That's why we're on the radio. So we can let people know we're actually multidimensional and have a lot more depth than just the, you know, one little label in which we're on the show.
It says in the all of the pieces behind the show, it's filmed in over 150 locations throughout San Francisco. I didn't know there were 150
oh, yeah.
locations.
Like, there's 150,000 locations actually in San Francisco.
There's 10 locations in my apartment.
They showed me places I had never been to. I'm like, these steps are amazing. Where is Corona Heights? Like,
why are we in a cave?
Why do I not know about this place?
No, they didn't. And it's going to be beautiful. I mean, it's just the footage is just spectacular.
Well, of course, yeah. it's San Francisco. But in terms of places, the first thing I thought about is this is where you're supposed to get a date. And there are 150 places to get a date in this city.
Sure. I think so. I think there's.
Well, where are the places they were focusing on? I mean,
let me think.
I mean, we went everywhere. We picnicked over by the Golden Gate Bridge.
I went sea kayaking.
There was a party at the Swig Suite, which was fantastic. I mean, we just everywhere that was beautiful, they were taking us. And we also, you know, I had 4 coffee dates at the Buena Vista. I mean, we just went everywhere.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, I don't drink hardly.
Oh, that's so not true.
Hardly. I do now. I didn't before. No, but
actually, it's like a Kool-Aid-like substance they gave us every day. That
yeah, so you'll actually see my dates doing things that I would do. Going for walks, sea kayaking, playing drums, the didgeridoo, which...
I shot skeet. You'll see me with a weapon.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they're not in clubs and bars.
But how do you meet people? Like you say, kayaking, what? If you're kayaking with somebody else, yeah. they're in there or what?
Yeah, we actually went swimming, and no, I'm kidding.
Well, you meet people first, and then you drag them on these crazy dates, Ron. Clearly, you're not going to meet anyone sea kayaking unless you're drowning.
Got a great email from David in Shelter Creek. I'll read it in a moment. First, though, let's do this. KJ Radio time is 11:43. In the studio, Michelle, Elisa, I'm Ron Owens. Let's hear this.